Before. 1.
Dear Daddy, we moved into the new flat this weekend. It's nice. It's on a quiet street with little houses. You walk into a narrow hallway, and if you turn right, there are two bedrooms. I have to share with Grace, but I don't really mind. You know I never liked sleeping on my own in the old house anyway. Not really. Do you remember? I don't really know how much you remember about things from before. I don't know if you've lost all your memories or if you're just the same, except with all the other problems. Anyway, our room is really cute. We put our beds in an L shape so that our feet point together and our heads are furthest apart, and I can see Grace when I'm in bed. It's weird how I'm 11 and I should be wanting my own room, and I just really don't. Remember how I used to say I wish we lived in a caravan so we could all be snug together? Well, it's a bit like that, I suppose. Then, Mum's room is next door to ours. It's quite small, but she's got a little shower room attached, which is nice for her. Then, on the other side of the hallway, there's a kitchen, which is square with white units with silver handles and white tiles. And Mum says it looks like an operating theatre. It kind of does. Well, it's totally different to our old kitchen, that's for sure. Do you remember our old kitchen? Do you remember those crazy tiles around the sink with bits of fruit on them? Grapes and stuff? I sort of miss those now. So the kitchen has a breakfast bar, which is good. I like breakfast bars. And a window that looks over the garden. And next door is a tiny living room. It's all painted white with that kind of shiny wood flooring that's not really wood, and whoever lived here before must have worn very sharp heels because it's full of little dents, like Rivita. There's a door in the living room that takes you to the back garden. It's tiny and weeny, just big enough for a little table and some chairs. And maybe it's just because it's winter, but it does smell a bit damp out there, and there's lots of moss all over the walls. And it has a little wooden gate. And when you go through the gate, there's a totally massive garden. We were not expecting it. Mum didn't even tell us about it before. I was just thinking what a cute little flat it was, and then suddenly it's like Narnia. There's all these tall trees and pathways, and a lawn that takes you up to these big white houses with windows that are as tall as two men. And you can see the chandeliers and their big splashy paintings on the wall. At night when you look up the hill and the houses have their lights on, it's so pretty. And in the garden itself, there are all these pathways and little tucked away places. A secret garden which is hidden inside an old wall covered with ivy, like the one in the book. A rose garden which has bowers all the way around and benches in the middle. And there's a playground too. It's not particularly amazing. Just some swings and a clunky old roundabout and one of those sad animals on a spring. But it's still cool. Mum says I can't tell you the name of the garden. Or where it is. I totally don't know why. But it is still in London, just a different part to where we lived. So, all in all, I quite like it here. Which cannot be said for Grace. She hates it. She hates sharing a room with me. She hates the tiny rooms in the narrow hallway and the fact there's nowhere to put anything. And she hates our new school. I can tell you it's a girls' school. There are two baby goats and a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig in the playground. But I can't tell you what it's called. I'm really sorry. Anyway, she hates it. I don't really know why. I really like it. And also, she hates the communal garden. She says it's weird and scary, probably full of murderers. I don't think so. I think it looks interesting. Kind of mysterious. I have to go now. Mum says she doesn't know if they'll give you any letters or if you'll even be able to read them anyway. But I always told you everything, Dad, and I don't want it to stop now. Love you. Get better. Your pipsqueak.
Look, said Adele, standing in the tall window of her living room, her arms folded across her stomach. More new people. She was watching a young woman with a soft helmet of pale blonde hair, wearing an oversized parka with a huge fur-trimmed collar that looked as though it had eaten her. She was walking along the perimeter of the secret garden, followed by two biggish girls. Adele couldn't really gauge their age, but she thought roughly 11, 12, 13, that kind of area. The girls had matching heads of thick, dark curls and were wearing similar-looking parkas to, she assumed, their mother.